This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. The Green Bay Packers made it through the first round of the playoffs and will now take on the Arizona Cardinals tomorrow night in the divisional game. While Green Bay's defense has been strong, it'll be a tough matchup against Arizona, which has had the NFL's number one ranked offense. Joining me to talk about this weekend's game is WTMJ-TV sports anchor and Mike McCarthy Show co-host Lance Allen. All right, Lance, so your predictions last week were correct. The Packers' defense was able to hold Washington. And I must say, the offense seemed to have their spark back. I saw Aaron Rodgers smiling for the first time in weeks on the field.
It was kind of interesting. I thought the cameras did a great job with about 4.5 minutes left, Maureen, of showing, you know, Aaron Rodgers coming up and kind of half scaring, you know, Mike McCarthy with like a Ric Flair woo moment, and then Mike McCarthy kind of doing the swim move or whatever dance craze that was he was doing on the sideline. Yeah, it's just, you know, obviously winning produces excitement. It produces more, you know, fun moments, and it just seemed like they were more themselves last week, and they were able to move the ball down the field. This week, it'll definitely be more difficult, but at least there are signs that the offense could be more back on track.
So as you said, on Saturday, the Packers will play the Arizona Cardinals. The Packers are considered the underdogs. The Cardinals have an amazing offense that I'm sure will be tough to overcome. So what do the Packers need to do in order to win on Saturday?
Well, the Packers arguably have the team that's playing the best defense in the playoffs right now. I mean, we talked about it last week, Maureen, where, you know, basically, like last week, only 16 of the 18 points were on the defense because of the 2 points from the safety. You know, the week before against the Vikings, you know, 20 points, but 7 of which was off of Aaron Rodgers' fumble. So they've only been giving up, you know, basically 16, 18 points or fewer for a number of weeks. Even in the game in Arizona, two of those turnovers that the Packers had were immediately 14 points. That's not on the defense. So, and off of 4 turnovers, 28 points. So the defense was put in some pretty bad or pretty awkward positions. So I think the defense is playing extremely well and will give the Cardinals' number one ranked scoring offense a lot of fits, to be totally honest about it. Carson Palmer, their quarterback, has had a phenomenal year, but he hasn't exactly been lights out in the playoffs either. So that's actually something that the Packers could be very good at least limiting what the Cardinals want to do.
I mean, as strong as the Packers' defense was last week, there were still some players who were injured, who were off the field, and some of those players may be back Saturday. So it'll be interesting to see that they could be even stronger.
No doubt about it, and that's a great point, is Sam Shields, you know, did practice significantly, took a number of snaps on Wednesday, which I think bodes well, you know, coming out of the concussion protocol. And you're right. And on the flip side, you know, the Packers' problem in Arizona the last time around was 9 sacks, 8 of which were Aaron Rodgers. And you don't like seeing that happen to your franchise quarterback. But David Bakhtiari, at least there's a chance that he could play at left tackle. And I just think that makes that whole offensive line a lot better.
So you're traveling to Arizona to cover the game. Packer fans overall travel really, really well. Of course, there's probably a number of snowbirds living in Arizona for the winter. Does that help the Packers when they're on the road, that to have such a strong fan base that does show up to these away games?
No doubt about it. I asked Micah Hyde about that very question, you know, the snowbirds or the Wisconsin transplants or people that go down there to get out of the cold. And he said it was a shame 3 weeks ago, that, you know, 2 days after Christmas, that they were down by 30 points and just really never in that game, because he said there were so many people there wearing green and gold and so many people chanting, "Go Pack, go," that he wants to give them something to cheer about this time around. No, and then the coach of the Arizona Cardinals came out to last time around and said, "We don't want Packers fans taking over the stadium." And that's a tremendous compliment to a road team. And it's got to be a little bit concerning to a home team that you have a number of people that like the opponent.
If the Packers end up winning Saturday, if they beat the Arizona Cardinals, would they play at Lambeau Field the following week?
I know that's the common perception.
Sure.
The NFC Championship game could still come to Lambeau Field. I mean, that would require Seattle beating Carolina. You know, I think that is close to a toss-up game. You know, you would think that Carolina is maybe a little bit stronger, but if Seattle beat Carolina, yes, and the Packers won in Arizona, they would get the rematch at Lambeau Field. Wouldn't that be sweet?
And I want to ask you something that Packer fans, a lot of Packer fans seem really excited about. The NFL Network is airing Super Bowl I Friday night, And it's kind of like a patchwork of footage, but it's basically the first time that fans who didn't watch that original game will get to see the game in its entirety. Are you excited about this? Are you going to tune in or TiVo it?
I'm completely into it. No doubt about it, Maureen. I'm going to try to watch it Friday night. I know I'm working in Phoenix, but I'm DVRing it. It's one of those things where years ago people didn't save as much stuff, and just to be able to piece together the entire thing, to have Jim Simpson, who unfortunately just passed away the other day, his call from NBC Radio, and to see the entire game. We've all seen snippets of Max McGee making that incredible catch behind his back, Bart Starr, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And for me to be able to see it and hear it, because I was born in 1970, is going to be just an awesome, awesome treat. No, I think people are really looking forward to it.
Well, Lance, thank you so much again for your time, and have a great time covering the game on Saturday. And
I'm trying not to mention that it'll be 60 degrees. It's a little bit cool for Phoenix, but I don't think people are feeling sorry for me because of the way the weather's been around here.
You can soak it up for the rest of us.
Yes, I'll try.
Lance Allen is a WTMJ-TV sports anchor and co-host of The Mike McCarthy Show. The Packers play the Arizona Cardinals tomorrow night at 7:15. Allen says if the Packers beat the Cardinals and if the Seattle Seahawks defeat the Carolina Panthers, the NFC Conference Championship game will be held at Lambeau Field.